Tuesday morning. Good Tuesday morning. Good Tuesday morning to you. This is another episode of the LP Lounge. This is Henry Mancini once again, because I like to start off with him often. It's called Peter Gunn, if you did not know that. This, but it was Neil Hefti's birthday today. Who's Neil Hefti? Oh, he's this composer. He composed, like, the Batman. Here it is, Batman. What the?
Valencia.
Let's go surfing.
Thank you.
Let me try to talk here. I don't want to ruin anything with my voice. Oh, my God. I don't want to have that type of... I'm just saying. Okay. Good morning. This is the LP Lounge. Let me try to talk here. I find it challenging to talk right now because... oh, gosh. I don't know. We text so much anymore. We do a great job of avoiding speaking. Do we not? I mean, we kind of like it that way. Do we not? So then as a result, sometimes when it's time to speak, it's like, words, speak. How do I do that again? Paper, song. You just heard song. That was Didn't I? That was Didn't I by Los Stellarians. Wow, 2014 off the album Cholo Soul. I played that because, well, S.A., it's his birthday today. He's the vocalist and DJ for 311, and it's his birthday. And, that's his band. Yeah, I mean, him and another fella and some other dudes. So I played that for him because October 29th, 1969, it's his birthday, Mr. S.A. Martinez. Try to use brains. Try to use brain. And remember, Igor Goes Surfing. Yes, that's what I remember. That's what we played before. And it was a 1964 song, yes. From the album, it's Monster Surfing Time. The Deadly Ones. We heard the 1966 album Batman Theme and 11 other Bat songs. And that's because Neil Hefti's B-Day is today, October 29th. Neil Hefti's the jazz trumpeter and arranger for Woody Herman, and he also composed classic TV themes of the 60s, like, well, notably Batman, The Odd Couple. Thank you to my DJ behind me with the electronic sounds, DJ B, thank you. Also, it's before noon. You can use all the excuses you want, Mike. I'm just saying it's before noon, and it's not easy to, like, those are challenging things to come in and talk and say, hey, that was, no. I feel like the living dead today. Well, that's great. It goes along with Halloween week. And, yeah, I'll try to play some scary stuff, what I think is scary today, music-wise. Okay, great. Thank you. Here on Radio Valencia.fm. Okay. Drink. Beverage. Blood. Right over there. I mean, Red Bull, not blood. Red. Blood. Bull. Red Bull blood. There was this hit. It hit number one in the U.S. October 29th, 1966. It was powered by a captivating Vox Continental organ riff. Organ, we like that at Halloween time, yes, organs. And I'm going to play it next from 1966, October 29th. What is it? Oh, well, you'll see. Everybody, be careful when you're trick-or-treating. Make sure you check the apple. You know, when you go trick-or-treating and they give you the apple, always check for a razor blade, you know? Because sometimes they like to put those in the apples. And careful, you should have a drug testing kit. What? Oh. This hit number one in the U.S. Yeah, have a drug testing kit for when you get the chocolates and stuff, just to make sure there's no, it's not laced, okay? Other than that, happy Halloween. I got some other tips, but I'll let the music play for now. Since you left me, yes, I'm very serious. You're always laughing, way down at me. It's 96. Yes. For just a little while. That question mark in the Mysterious. And then I'm gonna put you way down here. And you'll start crying. 96 tears. Looking up, and I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now.
nervous like a new kind of superhero. He's a sight that you gotta see. He's got a big fat jelly donut in the left hand, and in the right the head of Lisa Marie. He said, hey baby, smell your brains. And he says, hey baby,
hey baby now.
Well, hey babe, I'm gonna eat in your brains. That's what a zombie king of rock can do. And zombie Elvis found the cure for cancer in sequin jumpsuit and a blue suede shoes. Now, why zombie Elvis won the Nobel Peace Prize for bringing Gandhi back from the dead. When zombie Gandhi and the king get hungry, it's an honor when they feed on your head. And they say, yeah, hey baby, and they say,
together. If I should call you up, invest Mr. Dime, and you say you belong to me. Ease my mind, imagine how the world could be. So very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Death with you. This is Radio Valencia, and Radio Valencia, it's fun, yes, Radio Valencia, it's fun, internet radio, we can have all these great DJs, like last night, when I turned on, when I was in the garage, in the man cave, and I turned on and heard John Hell. Got to listen to the very good Grateful Dead as he was probably, yeah, yes, from what I remember, it was a tribute to Phil Lesh. And sometimes on a Friday night, I may be doing some chores and I can turn on and I'll hear, what is that show? I just heard it. It was like Beaded Curtain Hour or something of the sort. Beaded Curtain Hour. Can you hear me? Is this mic on? Is everybody okay? How's everyone today? Okay, that's good. Anyway, the point of the matter is, great shows, great programming here on this station. And wouldn't it be sad if we lost Radio Valencia due to financial reasons? Hopefully that won't be the case, but it can be challenging in these times. It can be challenging to meet up with all the raised rent, raised whatever, greedy landlords, greedy capitalists, etc., etc. Well, if you can find it in your heart or in your wallet or pocket to help donate a little because you appreciate the station, well, I'm sure we'd all appreciate it to help us stay afloat so that we don't become the real dead. Well, I just played Mad World by Palais Royal from 2020. We slowed down the Turtles. Reverb. Happy together. This music's making me a little jumpy because the mailman just slid some mail into the slot and I jumped a little. I'm a living... A living dead. We heard that earlier. But 1961 by Jim Burgett. Zombie Elvis by some group I found online called Seven Greylands. Zombie Elvis. Very creative. Here's Thurston Harris. You know, he sings the song, the oldie itty bitty pretty one. Well, here he is with a more uplight, uplifting version, song called Mr. Satan. Here we go on Radio Valencia.
Then you're gonna go and give your soul to me. the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Could I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw.
sorry.
Why are you talking that way?
I thought you wanted to.
No, I don't want to.
Suit yourself. I'm easy. Well, there it is. Home.
Yes, it's the Lonely Man. Lonely Man. That's the Lonely Man theme song. That's like the ending credits of the Incredible Hulk TV show. I'm feeling like the Lonely Man. I'm feeling like the Lonely Man in here. No, no, you're a person too, Don. I'm just... Before that was Duke Pearson doing Rosemary, the theme from Rosemary's Baby. I said, and before that was, you heard me, right? Well, every now and then I play this next tune. Once a year, I go back to this album and play this one tune. Here we go. For wrapping up this hour.
Forgive her, for she knows not what she does.
Eternally, always eternally.
It's about as cold as a dead morgue in here. I'm putting on another jacket. Yeah, it's Halloween time. Just in the spirit.
She'd like to know.
Oh, they're the witches. It's off of the 1993 Bloody Kisses album.
It's all over.
Type of negative. No, I'm not talking about your blood type. I'm talking about this band, type of negative.